This is Progressive Radio, a weekly conversation hosted by Matthew Rothschild, editor of The Progressive Magazine, a leading voice for peace and social justice. For more information about Progressive Radio or The Progressive Magazine, log on to our website at progressive.org.
I'm Matt Rothschild, and welcome to Progressive Radio, which you can also grab off our website over at progressive.org. Today, it's a pleasure to have in the studio with me, again, Samuel Rasooli, an Iraqi-American I spoke with several years ago. He's the director of the Muslim Peacemaker Teams, a group that's working for peace and human rights in Iraq. Samuel Rasooli, welcome back.
Thank you for having me, Matt.
Briefly remind me and people who are listening of your story. You were born in Iraq, right?
I was born in Iraq, raised until I was 24 years old when I decided to leave Iraq, heading to the Western Hemisphere, seeking democracy freedom.
Were you under pressure from Saddam Hussein?
Right. He was... the second or third man at the time in 1976 when I left. But the regime, the same regime, addressed the people, tell them, if you're not with me, you're against me. And that where the Baathification of the Iraqi people had begun. And I was working as a math teacher, and I felt the pressure, and I said, wow, that's not democratic, that's not freedom. And as a young man, impressed with the Western civilization, hearing Voice of America coming from Beirut, Lebanon, always beautiful music, listening to John Lennon, Imagine, and all this stuff. So I thought, well, it's the time right for me to leave Iraq, and I did. But many Iraqis, they got stuck there, and they were, whether by willingness or by force, they became Baathis, part of the regime, part of that philosophy. And by the way, Baath means the Arab Renaissance or a newborn Arab. And that political party as philosophy and set of values and objectives was founded by a Christian Syrian philosopher, scholar named Michel Aflaq in 1947. Main objective of the Baath, to unite all Arab countries, 22 countries, become just like United States of America, United States of Arabia. That was a wonderful thing to think of it. And the people were, according to the Baath philosophy, they live in a social system and free from outsiders' intervention.
But that's not how the regime turned out, though.
Well, the objectives, yes. The objectives, I mean, the Baath was attracted, actually, lots of young people, started in Syria, moved to Iraq. Then right now, at the moment, the Syrian government is run, embracing that party, Baath party, political party. And also there are Baathis in the parliaments of Lebanon, Jordan, Sudan, and the Baath party is active in Mauritania and other Arab countries, except in Iraq. So in Iraq, if you run for a political office or a public office, like the next election in March in Iraq, you have to submit an affidavit that prove that you are not Baathi, you didn't work with the previous regime. So there is a harsh, actually, ban on exercising the Baath as a political party in Iraq today. And that goes back when Paul Bremer, the second civil American administrator who ran the country after Saddam Hussein,